Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Gary Smith.
I don't know why, but just hearing Dawson do the intro, awesome Dawson, just always makes me smile ear to ear. Gary, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. It's good to see you, sir. And I couldn't agree more. The dulcet tones of Mike Dawson are just, they're soothing. They make me feel like everything is right.
Exactly. It's like everything's right in the world. You know, it was interesting today. I just saw where the LADA, and I wish I had caught exactly which deputy, had indicated on Harvey Weinstein that they will be ready to go within 4 months. If that's true, you're looking at maybe Ghislaine Maxwell and Harvey being on trial roughly the same time. That's quite a 1-2 punch.
I'm reading an article here that's quoting Deputy District Attorney Cassandra Thorpe, so I'm not sure if that's exactly who it was.
Who's going to be the trial deputy or not? Yeah, I would assume it's out of the sex crimes division or that special unit that they've got. But I think that this is in response to probably there was a order to show cause that was issued by a LA Superior Court judge saying to them, why are you bringing him out now as opposed to letting him stay in New York? And so it'd be interesting to see how that judge rules or whether in the interim they go and scoop him up anyway.
I saw that his legal team was petitioning in a court in Los Angeles recently as well, saying that he's got a cataract in one eye and a sty in the other that's growing, and that he needs 6 to 9 months of treatment, at which point he'll be medically fit to travel. So it'll be interesting to see if that is something that's taken into account.
Right. So we'll keep you posted on that. And speaking of LA Superior Court, read this other thing that just came out.
Yeah, after COVID-19 outbreaks and the death of at least 4 people who worked in Los Angeles County courthouses, California's Workplace Safety Agency plans to fine the local court system over $25,000 for multiple violations. And, you know, you have sort of been saying all throughout this thing, you know, you guys have both kind of been pointing at Cosby going, I don't know about that. And you have been very vocal about how, you know, none of your restaurants could be open even on the sidewalk with the sun out and the wind blowing, but you're still being compelled in certain situations to go into very poorly insulated, outdated buildings that house the LA County court systems.
Right. And I think we've even talked about out of those 4 deaths, if it's the same I'm thinking of, I think at least 2 of those were interpreters, court interpreters, who are kind of jumping from case to case to case and having interactions. Just what a tragedy this is. But I don't really understand, and I admittedly outside of my expertise, but I don't understand why a $25,000 fine from one agency, OSHA, against another public entity seems relatively meaningless to me. I mean, the LA Superior Court would just end up journaling that over out of the budget or something. It's all kind of a shifting of dollars that doesn't seem to make any sense. You know, Judge Brazil, who was the presiding judge for a period of time during this and was issuing a lot of the orders, had taken a great deal of care to try and solve some of these problems, you know, because the issues are that you're getting emergency orders that are coming out of the California Supreme Court at the same time that LA County has to keep certain kind of the trains running on time. And it would strike me that a lot of these things could have and should have been done remotely especially with the interpreters. That's because it, they would seem to have been disproportionately hit hard. I think also a public defender was also one of the casualties of COVID. And I'm, and you're absolutely correct. I've always, in fact, I've said it on the record to a judge in Burbank, who I've known for many years and I have a great deal of respect for. I said, you know, the idea of going into that courthouse where it struck me, at least in most people, if you at least listen to what the scientists will tell you, is that poorly ventilated places indoors are going to be your most risky situation. And you can't find more poorly ventilated indoor areas than some of the courthouses in LA County.
Yeah. Also, you know, not to be, you know, I don't know, it's just the way my mind works, but it, not to be crass, but you break that down to $6,200 a death. I mean, that's, that seems so low, especially when you're dealing with something like you're talking about, where it's basically two state agencies. They're just going to kind of move the ledger around a little bit, you know, just for an optics perspective. I'm surprised that number is not a little bit higher, but
yeah, you know. I'm going to look into it and we'll report back maybe for Saturday's show, because it just, maybe there's something else that we're missing, because there, it just doesn't seem, it just doesn't seem correct to me.
No, I agree. It feels like something might be missing here, but we'll keep an eye on it. There has not been any significant movement out of the case in South Carolina, although we are watching that one closely. There's been some minor developments in the Tom Girardi case. We are also keeping an eye on that one, and we'll continue to update you guys if anything worth noting comes to pass. But I think you had one more story you were excited about.
Well, there's an interesting one, Nate. Yesterday, the John Cole, for those who don't know who John Cole is, he made his reputation in the big tobacco litigation back in the 80s and 90s, married also his significant other, Greta Van Susteren, who was with CNN and then for many years at Fox in primetime. And John gave a press conference yesterday in suing on behalf of former President Trump. Most of the legal commentators have said their analysis has been that the case is dead on arrival because in order to argue the First Amendment issue, it usually has to be government action. An interesting take on this was Alan Dershowitz, who has argued that the, at least in part, I always don't want to mischaracterize something that Alan has argued, but he's not so sure that this is dead on arrival, or that this isn't a way to frame the issue to get it in front of the Supreme Court of the United States, who has made, as you and I both know, because we've talked about it, they've made some noises about malice, libel, New York Times versus Sullivan, mm-hmm. other kinds of redress for kind of being shut out. And this has become kind of a rallying cry for many of the Trump supporters about the dangers of big tech. And this lawsuit may be trying to tee up something here. You know, cynics have argued that it's used as a fundraising ploy. There may be, you know, I tend to think that Dershowitz's analysis ultimately as a kind of a setting the table for a Supreme Court intervention could be, he may get some traction with that thought.
Well, the case law in question is approaching 60 years old in a year or two here. So I could see them being interested in reexamining it, whether, you know, whatever the outcome may be. I could see them having interest in updating it for an age that now includes more than three TV channels, which was exactly. Seems like was sort of the deal at the time. Not that I was around, but that's sort of my my read on it. But well, all right, Mark, I think we'll leave it there until Saturday. We'll record it tomorrow, but it'll come out Saturday morning as usual. And we look forward to seeing you guys all there.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.